My guest on the program today is Sarah Nizzi. Sarah is a candidate for the Boone Park Board. And Sarah, first, thanks for taking time to visit with us here.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the invite.
Okay. Tell me a little bit, first of all, Sarah Nizzi, a little bit what you do and how you got here in Boone.
Yeah. So I'm Sarah Nizzi. I have collectively been living in Boone for about 7 years now. And I'm a biologist. That's my career. That's my trade. I'm in the conservation world. I work for a conservation nonprofit, actually based out of Portland, Oregon, called the Xerces Society. And the main focus of my job is to conserve pollinators and their habitat across the entire state of Iowa. I also work very closely with the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service.
Okay. So, and that's a big mission for them now, too, keeping the pollinators out there, too. So, all right, so you got to Boone, and this probably works out to be right in the middle of everything for you if you're covering the whole state.
Yes, Boone is centrally located. I chose to live in Boone. I had flexibility to basically choose wherever I wanted to live in the state a couple of years ago, and I had previously lived in Boone for 4 years. I originally moved to the area to start a job with AmeriCorps as part of the Iowa DNR at Brushy Creek, doing work with the Prairie Resource Center. Lived here for 4 years, left because in the conservation world, you have to jump around, and I came back.
Okay.
So I chose Boone, and part of the reason I did so was because I value the community and the park system.
All right. So you've been into the parks, and What parts do you like about our park system? Do you disc golf? Do you like the pool? Do you like the trails? What?
Well, of course, Mikko's. I mean, Mikko's is a gem. I've been trying to track down exactly how many acres it is. I think a friend of mine said 200, possibly 200 plus. But Mikko's offers so much. The dog park, the pool, the disc golf. I love to disc golf. I'm not very good at it. The course is challenging, but it's amazing to have. I run in Mikko's. I hike in Mikko's. I photograph flowers at Mikko's.
And they have pollinators in there.
They do. Yeah. Yes. Could have more.
Could have more. Again, always looking for more. Yes. That's one of the challenges for you. So why a park board?
Well, to be honest, folks started coming up to me and saying, hey, about 6 months ago, there's going to be an opening on the park board, and we really think you would be an asset to the team. And I have over 10 years of volunteer service experience with a number of local and statewide organizations, so people kind of know that I'm prone to say yes if asked.
if they come and ask you, okay, yeah, I'll give it a try.
But
it is public service, and you've been doing a lot of that, it sounds like, anyway, with AmeriCorps and things like that. That is public service.
Exactly. And I was a little nervous about it because I have done that. I've been on so many boards. I'm currently on a number of boards. And I thought, well, do I have capacity for this? But really, as I've gotten older and years have passed, I've realized that I want to take some of that volunteer focus and hone in on a more local level. So I thought, well, being on a park board is a perfect way to really kind of centralize my energy and give back to the community and in a meaningful way and maybe, you know, not be as daunting as serving on statewide boards. Sure.
Being on a park board, and for Boone in particular, the park board is also the tree board. It's also takes care of the Linwood Park Cemetery and stuff. So a variety of responsibilities.
Yeah, and I am I'm excited about all of that. I spend a lot of time in that cemetery, actually. Yeah. I don't live that far away. The trail system goes right by it. And
so you're using the trail.
Yeah, I use the trail. The cemetery is beautiful in and of itself, and the creek that runs through there, and it's a good spot to walk and get away from traffic and see deer, definitely.
Yeah, definitely see a lot of deer there. So those are that's part of our wildlife thing there too. Things in particular, because obviously you're familiar some with Mikko's Park. When if you were elected, would it be a matter of finding out more about all the parks, what's happening, what kinds of issues they're facing? Obviously, challenges always exist. Playground equipment comes to mind is always an issue.
Yeah. I mean, Boone has more than just Macos. I mean, Macos is very special, and I think we can showcase that in a number of different ways. But something else that I really liked about Boone when I first moved here, just walking my dog, was kind of what I'm kind of referring to now as like pocket parks, where there's a lot of scattered, smaller areas where people can gather and do a number of different activities. But I have noticed over the year that some of those are looking a little sad, need some updates. There's, you know, other parks that have prairies and other trails. You know, those need attention too. And it's, it's not just one park, but there's a lot to go around and a lot of work to be done.
A lot of work and only so many people there in the parks department, which obviously those are challenges that any park board would face.
So yeah, absolutely.
Get a chance to. So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, your campaign, what is there a way they can make contact? Do you have a Facebook page? What are you doing on, on the campaign side here?
Sure. If people want to reach out with any questions or connect in any way, they can email me. My email is srnizzi@gmail.com. They can also find me on Facebook and use Facebook Messenger or, you know, anything. Put a question on my page. It's my personal page, but quite honestly, Facebook hasn't really been my thing up until I've started a campaign. So
there you go. It's one of those there.
Yeah.
But again, and I know you'd love to talk to people about parks, and obviously people have ideas about what we need with our parks and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, most everybody will remember at one time Memorial Park up on the other end, of course, had all those huge ash trees. Lost a lot of those, but now do we plant more? Things like that. Now we're seeing some plantings downtown coming up again, too.
We have.
As a part of the tree board, the park's involved with that, too. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of things.
There's so many things. It's diversified work. It's important work. I'm excited to hopefully add some more diversity of trees because the health of trees in a community, the key there is diversity because something like an emerald ash borer can come through.
And look at what it did.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing, but
unfortunately not done yet. But so that's a whole nother thing. We'll spend another time on that. Sarah Nizzi is a candidate for the Boone Park Board. Thanks for taking time visiting with us. Good luck in the election.
Thank you so much, Jim. And thank you to everyone that gets out and votes.